present John le Carré's The Russia House, dramatized for radio in 7 parts by René Basilico, starring Tom Baker as Barley Blair. The Russia House, Part 6.
Bishop takes rook. Check.
Looks as if you're going to win this one, Harry.
Not before time.
Mate in 3.
I made it 4.
Same difference.
Oh, do you want another?
Not tonight, Harry, if you don't mind.
Is something bothering you, Barley?
No. Why?
You seem, preoccupied. And you weren't concentrating on your game.
I've not been sleeping, not since that damned American Inquisition.
I'm not surprised. After 5 days of it, you're probably still in shock.
And all for nothing.
No.
That's what's bugging me. I blew it with Brady, didn't I?
Not necessarily.
They don't trust me, do they? They definitely don't trust Goethe.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
For how much longer?
Until we hear from Clive, I suppose.
And when's that likely to be?
Heaven knows.
God, I can't wait to get off this bloody island.
Ah, thought I'd find you here.
Oh, hello, Ned.
Hi.
Harry, Clive's on the phone from Langley. Wants a word with you.
With me?
Yes, says it's important.
Oh, better not keep you waiting. See you later, Barley.
Yeah. Well?
You've done it.
What?
The Americans. They bought the whole package. You and Goethe, giving you the thumbs up.
I don't believe it.
Clive's just told me. Goethe's the most important stuff they've handled for 100 years. Official.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And you stay with the operation, Barley. Back to London tomorrow and prepare for Moscow. You're going to the book fair. That's what you wanted, isn't it? To see it through?
Yeah. Yes, old boy. Of course it is. Yes. Just what I wanted.
Hello?
Is that you, Harry?
It is. Ned said you wanted a word.
Indeed I do, Harry. A very important word, for your ears only.
Oh?
Langley are taking over Operation Bluebird.
Yes, I rather thought they might.
They're giving it full facility grading. That's the highest they go.
Congratulations.
They're taking it to the State Department, Defence, the Pentagon. The biggest questions of the day are being set down for Goethe to respond to. A no-holds-barred questionnaire.
My God.
It's something they haven't done for many, many years. It breaks all precedent.
Does Ned know?
How can he? We're talking the highest strategic classification.
I meant, does Ned know that you've made them a present of his Joe?
I want you to draw up a document of understanding, Harry. Immediately. Prepare a full-length agreement to cover the usual contingencies and bring it down to Langley.
Does Ned know?
Ned will be brought up to date when he gets back to London. That will be soon enough.
But surely, Clive...
He'll be working in tandem with Russell Sheraton.
In London?
Russell does value the link with the Russia House.
I'm sure.
Very highly. He'll be setting up a brand new situation room in London, state-of-the-art technology, secure lines to Langley, all dedicated to Operation Bluebird, and all facilities shared with the Russia House.
Ned will be grateful.
If we are to achieve all that has to be done before Blair goes to the Moscow Book Fair, we will require total cooperation with the Americans, total cooperation from everyone. Is that clear, Harry?
Abundantly.
Right, and just turn a little more towards me, Mr. Blair.
Like this, old boy?
Yeah, that's great, yes. You too now, Mr. Hensiger.
Okay.
That's it. Now, hold that position and shake hands. Right, just one more. And this time, don't actually shake hands, Mr. Hensiger.
Sorry, I thought that's what you wanted.
No, sir. Just grip Mr. Blair's hand as though you were about to shake it.
Oh, yes, I see. Sorry.
Okay, right. A little happier, if you could, Mr. Blair.
Cheese.
Not quite so much. Yeah, that's it. And hold it. And again. Good. Just one more. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, gents. Right, you can relax now.
Is that it?
Ah, yes, we got masses to choose from.
Thank God for that, I'm dying of thirst.
You're always dying of thirst.
Does that mean you don't want one?
I'll take a large scotch, if you please, Barley.
Surprise me.
All right, if I pack up my gear now.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, I only take a few minutes.
Hi, Wicklow, come on in.
All finished?
This very minute.
Hello, Len, want a drink?
No, thanks. It's a bit early in the day for me. I just wanted to check that you were happy with the copy we're putting out in Book News.
Let's hear it, then.
The caption is, Marriage with a Future.
Like it.
To go with the photograph.
Your scotch, JP.
Thanks, Barney.
17 stone Jack Hensiger, President-elect of Potomac Traders Incorporated of Boston, has finally weighed in beside Barley Scott Blair of old established British publishing house Abercrombie & Blair. The new joint company, Potomac & Blair, plans an aggressive campaign in the fast-expanding East European markets. This is a shop window on tomorrow, declares confident Henziger.
That's right.
Nice little tag, too. Moscow Book Fair, here they come.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi there, Ned.
Russell.
Welcome to the Bluebird Room.
Oh, God, is this all for Bluebird?
100%. Team of 12 down here, Ned. 8 of mine, 4 of yours, and you and I together in splendid isolation at the control desk.
Where's that?
Up there, in the gallery.
Heaven knows what this must have cost.
We've even got ourselves a Soviet truck, which we're going to use as a mobile debriefing room for Barley.
How on earth are you going to get that to Moscow?
Oh, it's there already. They're putting in a full communications fit and God knows what else beside. Barley won't twitch an eyebrow without us knowing it.
I'm impressed.
Well, you damn well ought to be.
So, when do you want my people to move in here?
As soon as possible. They have to familiarize themselves with the BDUs, the new communications procedures, and all the rest of the paraphernalia.
Barley leaves for Moscow on Saturday. Will we be ready by then?
We have to be. It's that simple, isn't it?
Посадка на рейс аэрофлота СУ-135, вылетающего в Улан-Батор, производится...
Okay. Where do we get a cab to the hotel?
Over there, JP.
Quick about it. I could do with a drink.
After you've made your phone call, Barley.
Yes, mate.
You stayed at the Mej before, JP.
The what?
The Mej. Short for Mezhdu Narodnaya.
Why aren't we going to the Odessa?
JP wanted something more in line with our new image.
Oh, damn thee. I always stay at the Odessa.
Yeah, but we're doing things in style this time, Barley. Come on. Let's find ourselves that cab.
Right, JP.
The Mezhdu, what was that?
Mezhdu Narodnaya. It's the Russian for international.
Narodnaya, Narodnaya. This is the goddamnedest language.
Алло, слушаю.
Is that you, Katya?
Barley.
Who else?
It is so good to hear you. Where are you?
I'm here, in Moscow, at the Mezhdu Narodnaya.
You have come for the book fair. Oh,
damn the book fair. I've come to see you. So when can we meet? How about tomorrow?
Maybe difficult. Tomorrow is Sunday.
All day?
I have promised to take the children to the country.
That would be great.
You would like to come with us, Barney?
Of course. I want to meet your children.
There will be also Uncle Matvey. It will be very crowded in such a small car.
I didn't know you had a car.
It is Valodia's, my husband.
Your ex-husband?
Yes, He has lent it to me for one day, for the children.
Slava Volodya. Is that right?
Very good, Barley. You will be speaking Russian very soon. Shall I come to the hotel?
Can you?
Of course.
What time?
At perhaps 10:30.
Perhaps 10:30. I'll be waiting.
Okay, Barley, all set?
I think so.
Body tapes?
Yep. This American recorder thing's much neater than ours. It's almost comfortable, in fact.
We have the technology. Don't forget to switch the damn thing on. I think she's just arrived. Dark blue larder.
Yep. You'd better clear off, then.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Don't forget the presents.
Oh, God, I'm in it. I feel like Father Christmas.
Here I am. It is so good, Barley. So good to see you again.
It's good to be seen.
Welcome to Moscow.
Здравствуйте, Mr. Barley. Здравствуйте.
Right, first time. This is Uncle Matvey.
How do you do, Uncle Matvey?
Mr. Barley спрашивает, как ты поживаешь?
Хорошо. Очень хорошо, спасибо.
Садитесь, пожалуйста, впереди.
No. You stay there.
Нет, вы должны скачать сесть рядом.
Tell him to stay there. I'll sit in the back with the kids.
Матвей, ты можешь остаться здесь. Барли хочет сидеть сзади с детьми.
Ну, хорошо. Move over, kids.
Ну-ка, подвинься. Не толкайся.
Барли, please, meet Анна и Сергей. Поздоровайтесь с мистером Барли, дети.
Здравствуйте, мистер Барли. Очень приятно познакомиться.
What's this? Are we all going fishing?
Perhaps. Sergei always takes his fishing net when we go to the country.
And a jam jar. Now, let's see what we can find in here. Ah. We've got a pipe for Uncle Matvey.
Для меня? Для дяди Матвея, идиот. Ты же не куришь.
No. For Uncle Matvey. Matvey.
Вот дядя Матвей.
Для меня? Спасибо. Спасибо большое.
And for Anna, a coloring book. And crayons. And some English chocolates.
Oh, she's sleepy.
And for Sergei, ditto.
Bali, you will spoil them.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten you.
What is this?
Oh, just a few odds and sods. Lipstick, perfume, that sort of thing. Nothing spectacular.
Barley, you're quite impossible, I think.
I could always take them back.
That will not be necessary. You're very generous, Barley. Thank you very much. Anna, Sergei, что надо сказать мистеру Барли?
Спасибо, Барли. Большое спасибо.
Спасибо.
Да, благодарю, Барли.
Here, let me give you a hand with those.
Thank you. Sergei dreams always of catching a fish and cooking it for all of us.
And Anna?
She draws always picture of Sergei catching nothing.
Great kids, great day out. Those pies are absolutely delicious.
Thank you. Old Matvey is enjoying it too.
Yes.
I think he has enjoyed too much of your Scottish whiskey.
Who cares?
When he wakes, he will be embarrassed. And then he will, of course, tell you about the siege of Leningrad and how he went 5 days and five nights without sleep.
Mm. Ooh, this really is a beautiful spot, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you come out here often?
In summer, yes. Like many others from the city.
Yes. Do you think they're waiting for us to move?
Who?
That couple in the red car.
Oh, it is possible. Perhaps we are in their favorite place.
Tough.
Do you wish to talk now?
I'd rather lie here and look at you. Okay, if we must.
Yes, I think we must. Yakov was nervous when you met him.
Yakov? Oh, sorry, I still think of him as Goethe. Well, yes, I suppose he was nervous. I think we both were. Why?
He has been very ill.
Oh?
Yes, quite soon after your meeting he had a sudden collapse. He did not appear at work. He did not appear also at home. His colleagues feared that he might be dead.
Who told you that?
A trusted friend.
Who?
Igor.
Igor who?
Kravchenko. He is a friend of Yakov from Leningrad. They were students together.
I thought he didn't trust anyone but you.
He has appointed me his representative to you. He naturally has other friends for other things.
Naturally.
Igor telephoned me at home and said I have some medicine for you. Medicine is our code word for a letter from Yakov.
This Igor, what does he do for a living?
He's a scientist with one of the ministries. What does it matter how Igor is employed?
Did Igor bring you the letter?
Yes. It's many years since Yakov sent me a letter, and such a letter. I was totally amazed and very happy. It is in Russian, of course. I shall translate it for you.
Please.
That is the address, then?
Yes.
He's in a special hospital. He wrote this letter in bed. You see how beautifully he writes when he is sober?
Uh-huh.
He gave the letter to a friend who was on his way to Moscow.
To Igor.
No, to another friend. And he gave it to Igor.
Go on.
My darling Katya, I have been struck down with some variety of hepatitis, but illness is very instructive and I am alive. That is very typical of him, to draw at once the moral lesson.
Yes, of course.
He says now, I am now recovered. And in 2 days, I shall go to a convalescent unit for a week by the sea.
Does he say which sea?
No, it is normally the Black Sea. There I shall be able to do everything except drink vodka.
But that is a bureaucratic limitation which, as a good scientist, I shall quickly ignore. That is also typical, that after hepatitis he should think immediately of vodka.
Absolutely.
The nurses are beautiful here. He says this to make me jealous, I think. It is most unusual that Yakov comments on anybody happy.
Perhaps they've cured him of his pessimism.
Perhaps. This next piece I will not translate.
Uh-oh.
He writes only love talk.
Does he always do that?
It is not even normal that he writes to me. And it is many months, I would say, years since he spoke of our love, which is now entirely spiritual. I think perhaps the illness has made him sentimental. So we shall forgive him. Next page. Oh, yes. Now we come to Mr. Barley.
What?
He does not mention you by name, of course.
Very wise.
Please let me know in the normal way if our good friend comes back for the book fair.
Have you told him?
I sent a message soon after your telephone call.
Has he been in touch?
It is arranged.
When for? Katia, when for?
Tuesday. He will telephone me.
Where? At home?
We have a special place. A secret telephone.
Okay. What else does he say?
He says he is giving a lecture at the military academy in Saratov next week.
If he's well enough.
If he's fully recovered, yes. He will come as soon as possible to Moscow from there. Yes. He says, if you speak to him before I do, please tell him to bring all further questions, because after this I do not wish to answer any more questions for the grey man.
I see.
Tell him the list should be final and exhaustive. And that is all.
Hey, what about the rest?
I told you, love talk. He is at peace with himself and he wishes to resume a full relationship.
What? With you?
Naturally, it is out of the question.
Just like that?
What has been has been. It cannot be restored.
Then why does he write it? Why does he shoot a line? Just because he's ill?
I do not know.
He's not the type to fool around with people's emotions. He prides himself on speaking the truth, doesn't he?
Perhaps he's lonely. He's missing me and he exaggerates. It is normal, I think.
Like hell it's normal.
Barley, I think you're being just a little bit...
jealous?
I would say so.
You're right. He sounds fantastic. I'm very happy for him.
Я уже кончила рисовать... Сергей, а он еще ничего не поймал.
What did she say?
She has finished her drawing. It is of Сергей.
May I see it, Anna?
Аннушка, покажи рисунок мистеру Барли.
Вот, мистер Барли.
Спасибо.
Хорошо, правда?
Анна, это некрасиво так говорить.
Oh, it's wonderful. Absolutely superb. You're a very talented young lady.
Барли сказал, что это прекрасный рисунок, и что ты умница.
Пап?
Да?
Можно мы построим здесь запруду, чтобы рыба не разбегалась?
Сергей wants to build a dam.
Yes, why not? Let's all go and help him.
Хорошо, Сергей, мы все идем и поможем тебе.
Hang on a minute, Anna.
Что?
See the red car over there with the people eating.
Красная машина, ты видишь?
Да, конечно.
Wave to them, Anna, like this.
Помаши, Ман, помаши, помаши.
That's it. Oh, pity. They're not waving back.
Perhaps they did not see us.
No. Right. Let's all help Sergei build his dam.
Hi, Barley. Have a nice day?
Great, JP.
Couldn't have been better.
Good, good.
You waiting specially for me?
Well, sort of. I've got a list of invitations to our launch party that I'd like to go through with you.
Fine. Let's go up to your room.
Hell, I've been up in that goddamned room all day writing them out. Tell you the truth, I feel more like a breath of fresh air.
Well, let's take a breath of fresh air.
You don't mind?
Not at all.
That's real friendly of you, Barley. Now, about these invitations. We've got about 150 so far. Just hope to God they don't all accept.
Hardly any of them will, but they'll all turn up.
Where the hell are we going to put them all?
Oh, let Wickler worry about that, eh?
The Little lady have a lot to tell you.
Masses, old boy.
You get it on tape?
Every last word.
You debrief okay.
Fine. The truck should have been back at base ages ago.
But the tape's transmitted in all probability. London could well be listening to it by now.
There was about 3 hours of tape.
It'd take no more than a few minutes to transmit.
Wow.
We have the technology, Barley. Believe me, we have the technology.
Well, that's it, everybody. End of tape. Barley kisses Katya, waves goodbye to the kids and Uncle Matvey, and goes back to the truck for debriefing.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It sounds like original tape.
And we've got the lot, start to finish.
You're not impressed, Ned?
Why has Goethe suddenly taken to writing letters?
Isn't that what we all do when we're ill, Ned? Write chatty letters.
We don't have them delivered by mysterious intermediaries. Goethe's security conscious to a fault. We know he never writes to Katya. She says as much herself. And suddenly he falls ill and writes her a gushing five-page letter via Igor. Igor who?
Kravchenko, wasn't it?
A scientist at one of the ministries. That really fills me with confidence.
Ned.
And then there was the car. A red car, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as Barley and the little girl started waving, it left. And another car took over. A white car. You saw it in the watch report.
I suspect you're reading too much into that, Ned. On a summer's afternoon, the whole of Moscow probably take to the countryside.
I think Katya made pretty much the same point, didn't she?
Indeed she did.
Goethe asked for a shopping list. A final and exhaustive list. In Leningrad, all he was interested in was publication. He didn't want to know about our list of follow-up questions. Now, suddenly, that's all he wants to know.
Ned, it's...
Doesn't that worry you?
For God's sake, relax, Ned. Okay, it's day one and we're all a bit jumpy, right? Do you hear me, Ned?
I'm not deaf.
Look, if we badmouth this operation, it'll never come back.
I agree.
We're within pissing distance of filling gaps in our knowledge that no smart machines can get within light years of. We have to hang in there.
Russell's right, Ned. We're within an ace of landing a coup beyond our wildest dreams. We have only to keep our nerve.
As long as Barley keeps his.
Right, Harry. As long as Barley keeps his.
Barley, my old friend, welcome to Book Fair. You too, Mr. Wicklow.
Yuri, just the person I want to see.
You come to buy some of my books at last.
Why? Have you got anything worth buying?
Everything. Everything is for sale. We're capitalists now.
You've got an envelope there, Len?
Sure.
For you, sir. Invitation from Potomac and Blair.
Thank you.
For Wednesday.
Few drinks to celebrate our new partnership.
See you then.
Of course. Thank you, Mr. Wicklow. Hey, Barley, come over here. I've got to sell a couple of books. Just doing my zap with me.
Later, Yuri. Got 150 invitations to deliver.
Don't forget, okay?
Here we are, Len, the October stand.
Are you sure? There's no sign-up.
The little fellow in the corner there smoking. Nassayan, October senior editor.
Can't see Katya.
Neither can I, but he's bound to be here somewhere.
Why don't I deal with Nassayan while you look for her?
Good thinking, Len.
You're looking for Ekaterina Borisovna, I think.
Absolutely.
She is unpacking new editions. Over there, behind partition.
Thanks, old boy.
Mr. Nassayan, can I give you an invitation to the Potomac and Blair party tomorrow night?
Katya?
Barley!
How are the kids?
Oh, they're very well, thank you.
Good, good.
They ask all the time when you will come back with more crayons and chocolates.
Good.
I'm furious with you.
Why?
You're a very bad man. You have bewitched my whole family.
Oh, that's my speciality. I bewitch people. Are there any of those pies left over?
Pies?
You know, from the picnic.
Oh, yes. One, I think. Perhaps two.
I want to come and eat them. Now.
That is completely impossible, Barley. There is so much to do, so many invitations.
Here's another one for you. Wednesday. Oh,
thank you.
What about those pies, then? Tonight?
Very well.
Great. What time?
You may come at perhaps 7:30.
Be warned. I may be early.
Okay.
Ah, there you are, Barley. Thought I'd lost you.
You have. You and JP are going to have to manage on your own tonight. I'm dining with a beautiful lady.
Anyone I know?
I doubt it.
That was a wonderful meal.
Thank you.
What's Matvey saying?
He's telling the children about the siege of Leningrad again. They know it by heart.
Wonderful character.
Yes, but he will keep them up all night. It's time they go in bed.
Анна, Сергей, быстро спать!
Мама.
Идите сюда и скажите спокойной ночи. Быстро!
Мам, кто нам сегодня будет читать?
Никто, уже поздно.
What did she say?
She wants to know who will read them a bedtime story.
I would, if I could.
Спокойной ночи,
спокойной
мама.
Ночи.
Спокойной ночи, спокойной мама. Ночи.
Скажите спокойной ночи мистеру Барли. Быстро, быстро.
Спокойной ночи, мистер Барли.
Good night, Anna.
Спокойной ночи, мистер Барли.
Good night, Сергей. Добрая ночь. They're lovely children, they really are.
Yes.
Where does Matvey sleep? In the children's room?
No, in the main room. He sleeps on an old army bedroll.
On the floor?
There's nowhere else for him.
Then there's nowhere for us?
There's my room.
You know I love you, don't you?
Yes.
I love the children. I even love old Matvey. Not in the way I love you. My past, my whole life, all the stupid failures were no more than a preparation for meeting you. What is it?
The children may hear us. If they come in, you must be very serious. Please.
Can I tell them I love you?
If you do, I shall not translate.
Can I tell you? You're crying. Are you unhappy?
No.
Frightened?
Perhaps.
Why? Tell me.
Igor telephoned this evening.
And?
He called me Katya. That is not normal. He said he had heard nothing. Why does he ring to tell me nothing?
I don't know.
He said the usual time, the usual place. Why does he repeat what does not need repeating? I have already told him I will be at the hospital at the usual time.
What hospital?
It is where I receive Yakov's telephone calls.
Tomorrow night, I'm coming with you to the hospital.
No, Barley, no. It will be too dangerous for you.
It may also be too dangerous for you.
That was part 6 of The Russia House, the novel by John le Carré, dramatized for radio by René Basilico. It starred Tom Baker as Barley Blair, with Valentina Yakunina as Katya, and featured John Rowe as Ned, Michael Turner as Harry, Pip Torrens as Clive, David Bannerman as Wicklow, and David Healy as Russell Sheraton. Matvey was played by Richard Marner, Sergei by Andrew Pozhitkov, Anna by Katya Pozhitkova, J.P. Henziger by Ted Maynard, the photographer by Brian Bowles, Yuri by Ravil Isyanov, and Asayan by Sieva Novgorodtsev. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the program produced by John Fawcett Wilson.